Our next case on the docket is Alter One, Inc. versus Unified Patents, appeal number 22-1029. Mr. Gerst, you may proceed whenever you're ready.
Good morning, and may it please the court. This case is not about reweighing evidence at the PTAB. Focusing on the most straightforward issues, it's about a complete absence of evidence on two dispositive points. The first is getting Claim 1's order of steps right, and the second is the absence of evidence about satisfying Claim 6's requirement of comparing a network destination address in the header. And to streamline things, everything I'm going to say today assumes that traffic can enter the ring at any node in the ring network. I'll start with the first absence of evidence regarding the order of steps. And this argument applies to both Dantu alone and Dantu in combination with Aziz. There is no dispute that the claim requires identifying to precede encapsulation. There is no dispute about what the PTAB and Unified pointed to establish the claimed encapsulation and when it occurs. Both point to when traffic arrives at the first node from outside the ring. So it has to happen first. Encapsulation has to happen first when it reaches the first node. There's no dispute about that. And there's also no dispute about what Unified and the PTAB point to establish the identifying step. You can see it at Appendix 24, which is the PTAB's final decision. It is determining a corresponding memory portion holding a corresponding forwarding table for a specified VPN according to the identity of the path from which a data packet was received. And here's the problem. The path from which the data packet was received has to refer to a path within the ring. So in other words, this identification step can only happen at the second and subsequent nodes because the determination about which forwarding table to use depends on receiving the traffic from within the ring. Every single instance in Dantu using the word path refers to it as a path within the ring. And if you specifically look at the instances talking about this selection of a forwarding table, which occurs in the context of figures 9, 10, and 11, every one of them makes clear that the path is solely within the ring. Let me start with Appendix 946, figure 9. As you may recall from...
Yes? One of the concerns I have is that this question is reviewed by us for substantial evidence. This is just whether a reasonable fact finder could find as the board did. And I think there was evidence, at least expert testimony, explanation by an expert to support the board's findings on this issue. So how do you address that? Because, you know, again, substantial evidence standard is quite deferential.
Absolutely, Your Honor. But there still has to be evidence. And so if we look at what the evidence is that they had two opportunities in their briefing to point to anything specifically in Dantu that showed that a path refers to something other than a path within the ring. And they don't cite anything in their brief about anything from Dantu. All they point to are some general statements by their expert. But their expert, if you look at the citations, and we did this in our brief, in our reply brief in particular, every citation that their expert has does not refers to either figures 9, 10, or 11. And Dantu is clear that in every one of those cases, what is going on is the path is within the ring network. They have to present some evidence other than an expert generally saying, well, yeah, this is coming in from outside the ring. The expert has to point to something that supports it. Otherwise, it's ipsy dixit, which is not affirmative evidence. And here, if you look at the things that their expert pointed to, again, figure 9, the figure itself distinguishes between paths within the ring designated as PTH and the lines to IP nodes. It distinguishes those two. And in the text of the specification describing figure 9, it says, again, appendix 955, column 15, 46 to 47, each of the switches include an input to receive data packets for specified paths on the fiber optic ring network. You can also look at 15, 32 to 34, which says something very similar. This is making clear that in the context of figure 9, paths come from within the ring. We can then turn to figure 10, which is also a flowchart talking about the selection of forwarding tables based on the input path. And if you look at figure 10, which is appendix 947, it points to step 1006 about receiving user traffic. Now, how do we know that that user traffic is traffic from within the ring? Well, it doesn't say receiving IP traffic. It says receiving user traffic. Now, why do we know that that distinction is important? Because if you look at figure 6, which is explicitly the flowchart for what a node does when it receives traffic from outside the ring, figure 6, step 610, talks about receiving IP user traffic. So if you compare appendix 943 figure 6 with appendix 947 figure 10, you can see that figure 10 is talking about paths within the ring, getting traffic solely within the ring. And then finally, if you look at figure 11, which is the last instance, it shows an MPLS packet. This is appendix 946. And in the label at the front, it refers to something called the path route, which the PTAB at appendix 71 concluded is the input path ID. And here's how we know that identification has to happen after encapsulation, because this label, this entire MPLS packet header that they contend is encapsulation, is already there. And only in the label can you see where the path route is. So it has to happen after the process of encapsulation. All the evidence, again, in Dantu establishes that path routes refer solely to traffic within the ring, and they've presented no evidence to the contrary. So there's a complete absence of evidence on this point supporting the PTAB.
When you say no evidence, we have to treat the expert's testimony as ipsy-dixit, because the expert did contradict everything you just said.
Isn't that right? Yes, Your Honor. But if you look at every single thing that the expert said, the expert cites to the same evidence I just did, figures 9, 10, 11, and none of that, nothing in Dantu, supports contrary interpretation.
How is what you're arguing not asking us to reweigh the evidence?
Because what the expert said is ipsy-dixit, so it's not evidence. And so then the other side has to point to some evidence from Dantu that supports their case, and they haven't done it in their brief. And I challenge you to ask them to do it here, because they won't be able to.
But your argument does require us to say that the expert's testimony amounts to nothing more than ipsy-dixit.
Absolutely.
If we disagree on that, then you lose.
Yes. Okay. I'll now turn, because I'm running low on time, to Claim 6. Now, Claim 6 is a somewhat related point. Claim 6 is a refinement of this identification step. Again, in Claim 1, you're trying to identify which routing table to, according to the PTAB and Unified, you're trying to identify which routing table to use for a particular VPN based on the input path. Again, that's based on the input path. For Claim 6, it requires that process, that identification step, be done by comparing a destination address in the header. But we know that what the PTAB and Unified pointed to for this identifying step is looking at the input path to determine which forwarding table to use. An input path can't be a destination address, and there's no evidence to suggest that it does. Now, what did the PTAB rely upon? Well, the PTAB relied
Can
upon...
Can I just interrupt you for a minute? I just want to make sure I understand. When you said looking at the input path, they specifically identified in the header the path information. Is
correct,
right?
Your Honor.
Okay.
Yeah. And an example...
And do I understand correctly? I understand them to be saying that when you look at the path, you're going to see the destination.
No, I don't believe that's what they're saying, and you can't. It is the input path. It is the path that the traffic is traveling into the into the node using. And let me just give you an example. If you look at figure 11 in Dontu, it shows an MPLS label. And it shows this is appendix. So figure 11 is appendix 946. If you look on the far left, 116 is designated as the path route. That is what the panel, the PTAB said, is the input path. And then you look to the right, it's two headings over. Only then do you come to the destination address. There are two totally different things. Now,
right,
it is
you're saying the language path route,
yes,
is identified as part of the label in 1116.
Yes, okay. Path route is part of the label, and the PTAB said that that is the path ID upon which the determination is made about which forwarding table to use. And let me also say this, determining which forwarding table to use does not determine the destination. It just determines which forwarding table to use. You then have to use the forwarding table to make a determination about where it's going. And by the way, that's not to the ultimate destination. The forwarding table just says, hey, either send it to the next node or send it out of the network. So this diagram shows you that the input path, aside from just plain language, that input path cannot mean a destination address. This shows you graphically that those two things are different. And what the PTAB and Unified pointed to try and support it are figure 2 and figure 7. And we showed in our reply brief the reasons why neither of those can inform this process of determining which forwarding table to use based on the input path. Both figures 2 and 7 do not, it's determining which forwarding table to use for a VPN. Neither of those, neither figure 2 nor figure 7 supports VPNs, and neither provides for multiple forwarding tables.
Mr. Gerst, I just want to note for you,
yes,
that you are in your rebuttal time.
And yes.
So you might want to preserve it.
I'm going to now, unless you have further questions on this point. Thank you.
Ms. Oliver?
And may it please the Court. Angela Oliver on behalf of Unified Patents. We believe this is an issue of simply reweighing the evidence that the Board used to support its decision. For every aspect of the decision, there is expert testimony supported by additional evidence that supports the conclusions and findings that the Board ultimately reached.
Could you, for us, please explain what that evidence is on both the point of, you know, in Claim 6.5, or that Claim Limitation 6.5, and also with respect to the order of operations?
Sure, and I'll start with the order of operations more broadly. So my friend on the other side has kind of lumped this into, this would affect both the combination of Dontu and Aziz and Dontu alone as to limitation 1.3 in the same way. Respectfully, it would not. My friend is relying on figure 11, the MPLS header, to show that this path route has to be in an MPLS header before you can even identify which forwarding table should be used. But respectfully, with respect to the combination of Dontu and Aziz, MPLS is not used at all in the combination. So we can see this when the Board explained how this works at appendix page 42 and 45 through 46. This is where the Board's relying, discussing the combination of Dontu and Aziz. And so this is just a straightforward combination as to that limitation. So Dontu discloses receiving the packets, identifying which packets belong to a VPN, and then after that, adding the encapsulation and encryption method from Aziz to show that encapsulation step. That is the correct order of events. There's nothing that has to do there with MPLS headers. None of the evidence talks about figure 11. And so that is just a straightforward...
Can you like identify, I'm looking at page 842, is there specific portions that you're relying on?
Sure. So I think the most helpful portion in here is to turn to the expert testimony. So in the middle of this page, the Board cites Dr. Haas's opening declaration, paragraphs 77 through 90, which is the initial discussion of this. And I think particularly paragraph 88 is the most helpful with respect to this order. That's on appendix page 884. And so in paragraph 88 of Dr. Haas's opening declaration, kind of in the middle of this paragraph, he sums it all up. Now, he starts the paragraph and he says, what we already know, Dontu's nodes receive the data packet, and then...
You're somewhere in the middle, like around where it says, given these similarities, or where are you?
Yes, so I think...
I'm making sure I'm following.
Yes, of course. I think the sentence with given these similarities ties it all up, but actually if we jump a few sentences before that, starting with, for instance, Dontu's nodes, I think this is where you can really see the whole order layout. So Dontu's nodes receive the data packet, and then... determine whether the packet is associated with a specified VPN. Okay? And then next after that is where the combination with Aziz comes in. And so Aziz teaches the encapsulation method, which is not disputed that it does teach that. And then the sentence starting with given these similarities in operations. Aposita would have been motivated to combine the references by modifying the system of Dontu to have each VPN-specific routing table perform the function of specifying which packets would be encapsulated and encrypted according to Aziz. So essentially, it's very straightforward. Dontu receives the packets. Dontu identifies which ones are in a VPN. And then Aziz comes in and says, just like in Aziz, how you would identify which ones need to be encrypted, then you encapsulate those. In Dontu, you identify which ones belong to a VPN, and then you encapsulate those. So the order is very clear, and it has nothing to do with the MPLS header in Figure 11. So that's just to address the combination of Dontu and Aziz. We believe the substantial evidence supports that the claim order is taught there by the expert
testimony. Your view is that the way the expert discussed how they would be combined in and of itself provides the order.
Yes, it does, because he provides exactly which order it should go in. The receiving, then identifying, then encapsulating. So a similar problem exists with respect to the separate argument about Dontu alone, although I don't believe the court needs to reach that argument if the court affirms with respect to the combination of Dontu and Aziz teaching the encapsulating limitation. That's enough to address Claim 1 without separately addressing whether Dontu teaches it alone. But we believe that also is supported by substantial evidence, specifically because of the MPLS push operations that occur there. And my only point here is simply to say that while MPLS is relevant to that argument, nowhere in the analysis of limitation 1.2, when the board is discussing the identifying limitation, does the board rely on that figure 11 MPLS header. Instead, the board cites Dr. Haas's testimony at paragraph 70, which is much broader when it's talking about path information that is used to identify which packets belong to a VPN. And that actually transitions nicely into a discussion of Claim 6. So Claim 6 provides further details regarding the identifying limitation. And there, again, there is nothing that relies affirmatively on Figure 11's MPLS header. That came up in this section in response to an argument by the patent owner that header information would not contain path information. Well, one example of that certainly is Figure 11. It does contain path information in a header. But that's not specifically what was relied on with respect to Claim 6. As we pointed out in our brief, the board relied on the destination node ID to teach that. And specifically, you can see this on appendix page 72 of the board's analysis. So at the top of this page, the board says, the first full complete sentence, the board says, as petitioner argues, we determine that Dontu teaches identifying the received packets as associated with the VPN by examining header information for source and destination address information. It's not looking for that path ID or path route, excuse me, that's mentioned in the MPLS header specifically. This is broader. This is when an IP packet, which always carries a source and destination address, comes and arrives at the ring, it has address information that shows what route it is taking. And Dr. Haas discussed this again at paragraph 57, and which is cited by the board here and elsewhere as well. And one final paragraph just to support this. I believe paragraph 61 of the expert declaration also supports this. Finally, the last point I will make, unless the court has other questions, is that in the gray brief, my friend on the other side raises some additional arguments regarding whether the board should have relied on Figure 2 and Figure 7 with respect to its analysis of Claim 6. including the destination node ID in Figure 7. Those arguments were not fleshed out in the blue brief, and so respectfully, we believe the court should not separately address those, but in any event, they are supported by substantial evidence. Figure 2 is just a general architecture that a POSITA would have understood to apply to the embodiments discussed here as well. Unless the court has additional questions?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Verst?
Thank you. Let me start with the order of steps. So, counsel got up to provide you with evidence that the order of steps goes in the order that they contend and the PTAB contends it did. And look at what they cited. They cited Appendix 884, broad conclusory statements by their expert without any citation whatsoever. It cannot be enough that to win at the PTAB to just present an expert who cites no evidence and presents nothing. Their expert says that what they quoted was, for instance, Dantu's nodes receive the data packet and then determine whether the packet associated with a specified VPN, and if so, the packet is routed according to a specific table. That is not what Dantu says. And if you look at figures 9, 10, and 11, it is consistent. There is not a single instance that they can point to. All they can point to is this unsupported statement by their expert. That is classic ipsy dixit. It cannot support the finding here. Otherwise, anytime you wanted to win at the BTAB, you could present an expert who would say anything without any support, and that would provide substantial evidence.
And it's your position that a person of ordinary skill in the art would not make the combination in this way?
The issue is the order, yes. A person of ordinary skill in the art would not, because Dante's...
I understand them to be saying that the way the two references are combined is what creates the order that satisfies the claim. And your argument is that there's no basis in support for that. Do I have that correct?
More than that, Your Honor, to the extent they're making that argument, it is reordering Dantu. So you're modifying Dantu in a way that they never presented. If this is an obviousness case, they are then reordering Dantu, and they never provided a motivation to do that in Dantu, to change the order. There is no evidence anywhere in the record of that. Just quickly turning to Claim 6, Your Honor, it is not limited to Figure 11. Figure 11 is illustrative. Figures 9, 10, and 11 are all consistent that what is looked at is the input path. Yes, in Figure 11 there is a destination address, but it is explicitly not considered during this critical step of selecting a forwarding table that the PTAB and Unified pointed to establish the identifying step. Again, go back to the PTAB decision. It says what we're looking for step 1.2 is selecting the forwarding table based on the input path. So what appears elsewhere is irrelevant. That's not what is considered. And frankly, and then also with respect to claims to figures 2 and 7, which counsel referred to, they cannot support for the reason I stated before, the conclusion reached by the PTAB and Unified about using a destination address. Nothing about selecting a forwarding table based on input path ID relates to a destination address. So there's just simply no evidence other than broad, unsupported statements by an expert, and that cannot be enough to win at the PTAB or here, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you. The case will be submitted. Thank counsel for arguing.